In the ninth grade, I brought home my schedule, and my father looked at it, and he said, oh, algebra, that's good. Spanish, good. That's good. Science, English, that's all good, but you don't have choir. And I said, Dad, I am not going to take that choir. At that time, there was two boys that were in the choir, and one of them had taken voice lessons for 5 or 6 years and could really sing well, and the other one I didn't know very well at all, and I just wasn't going to go take choir. And then my father said, well, you are. And I fought him all weekend long, trying to convince him that I wasn't going to. And on Sunday, one of the last conversations before I realized I was going to be in choir the next year, is he talked about my brother being in choir ahead of me and how the teacher, Mr. Herbert Teat, had been conducting David's choir while Dad was visiting the school, and he overheard the choir singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And he talked about how he went into the back of the auditorium and how moving it was. Well, I think Dad probably knew that that was one of my favorite songs, too. And so I finally broke down and said, okay, Dad, I'll take choir next year, but I want you to know that if my grades fall down in my other subjects, it's going to be that choir's fault. Of course, he saw the future quite well. I got into Herb Teat's choir class as a sophomore. Mr. Teat was one of those teachers that hopefully everybody has the opportunity to have during their educational career. He taught me to get along with people. He taught me how to sing. He taught me also the love of music. And as I was a junior in choir, he had moved all the boys on the front rows and the girls on the back rows, and we were singing a song. And all of a sudden, he stopped the choir, and he looked at me. And then he looked at the whole choir, and he said, Class, I want you to hear Johnny Hornbeck sing this opening section of this song. And wow, was I scared to death when he said that. And he said, Johnny, sing it. And I did. Abroad as I was walking, one evening in the spring. The class applauded. And that one instance, Mr. Teat changed my whole life. And I said to myself, you know, I might like to be a high school choir director someday. And I was for 30 years.